1-800-795-6695.
It sounded just like Obama, what I thought Obama sounded like.
The boom, you felt it, it hurt your ears.
Something just blew up.
I saw a trash can explode, and people started throwing down the barricade and running over each other, and I ran in the other direction as fast as I could.
This was like the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
I saw runners in front of me fall, done, some with some injuries, and then I looked over and saw just a pile of bodies.
The medical team here responded instantly.
That was some of the sounds of what happened, unfortunately, at the Boston Marathon. What was on the bucket list for so many people and what ultimately was a challenge for others became a day that was more than challenging for everybody in the city of Boston and beyond. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. An 8-year-old boy waiting for his father to cross the finish line with his sister and mother was blown to bits, sadly. Nothing left of that little boy. His father will never see him again. A coward did this. Only a scumbag coward would do something like this at a marathon. So easy. Dump your bomb in a trash can and destroy innocent lives. My goodness. It is about finding this person and nailing them to the wall for what's happened here. Some other details on the marathon. I'm sure by now at this point many of you have seen some of the horrific photos and video that came out of the marathon. It was right around 3 o'clock when you would have the bulk of your average runners, people who were training, excited, getting ready for the Boston Marathon. They qualified, they're in, and they're one of 24,000 runners. They would be coming across that finish line then, a big chunk of them. The person who did this obviously knew that because that's when those bombs went off, two of them, in fact, right there at the finish line. The description was, it looked like Afghanistan by some vets who happened to be at the race as they saw limbs in the street. There were two ambulances on site for maybe someone who would be dehydrated or faint or have some kind of heart problem, but not for what happened with 140-some people injured, 17 in critical condition. On the spot, amputations in some cases, and certainly at the hospital, finding ball bearings inside of the people in their injuries as the doctors were working on them. It certainly is an incredible, awful, terrible moment in the history of that marathon and for the people in Boston. Governor Deval Patrick said it best, life in Boston won't be easy, simple, or regular for at least a few days. The president spoke just after 6 o'clock Eastern time to talk about what had happened and to say that the government was going after whoever was responsible, but avoided using the word terror in his address to the nation, saying we still didn't know who did this or why, and people shouldn't jump to conclusions before we have all the facts. But make no mistake, we'll get to the bottom of this. And the FBI is hunting for suspects. The rumor is from the Pentagon that there is somebody in custody that hasn't been released yet, and it's still a question of whether this happened from, was a domestic attack, terror attack, or a foreign attack, but it is absolutely stunning. It is sickening. It is every adjective that you can possibly think of. The chaos, no warning, and timing as to who made it out and who didn't make it out, but complete terror at the Boston Marathon. The elite runners would have gone across the finish line well before this happened. As I said, the curious thing, and obviously somebody knowing about the marathon, was a really big bulk of people would finish right around the time when the bombs went off, and their families would be excited for them It's a known thing. Families, friends, whatever, would be cheering and screaming and yelling for them. It's Patriots Day. It was Patriots Day, so many people had off. Tax Day, those kinds of things. Was there panic and pandemonium? Was that caused because of something related to that? It doesn't seem likely to me, but still lots of questions loom. However, one question that was answered immediately is, once again, in this great nation that we live in, people banded together in Boston and helped strangers in the streets and tried to do whatever they could to get them to aid, because there were people that were slumped, that were bleeding, that were missing limbs, that were in pain. And instead of completely running away, many people stayed and tried to do what they could and wait with them or help them as more responders could get to the area of Boston where the finish line was. As I said, the first explosion happened just before 3 o'clock. Thousands of runners were finishing the race. Seconds later, a second explosion happened further up the route in front of a Forum, a restaurant with a patio. Just two incredibly huge explosions rocking both of those areas right at the opportune time for people to cross the finish line. If you want to throw in your two cents on this act of cowardice and ultimately what you think it will reveal, or does it make you feel as though the United States is less safe than even after 9/11, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Our hearts certainly go out for the people that were here, that were there in Boston, rather, and were suffering because of simply being in the wrong place at the wrong time for a terrible horror show at what should have been a really, really rocking day. The marathon is about runners and the simplicity of it and the training that goes into it. There's a certain mindset to being a runner. And to complete that kind of a race, and for so many people, the first time that they were able to do that, something they had trained for years maybe, and to have it end that way, the 117th running of the Boston Marathon, wow, absolutely, absolutely the worst. By the way, while that was happening, the Dow was tanking. A rough day on the market. The Dow went down 266 points. It was also tax day, so many people were burning the midnight oil trying to finish taxes as quickly as they could, trying to get them in on time, and then worrying about whether they did it right or not and rechecking all the math in it. For some reason, math just scares us, and the dreaded three letters, the IRS, frightens some people. Why? I have no idea, but I guess it's a different kind of feeling when you feel pressured that you may get an audit, that there's a chance that you have to make sure you have your 10,000 receipts and they're all itemized, labeled, and everything else. If you miss tax day, never fear. Trust me, they will find you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Happened after 9/11. It's humanity versus evil, without a doubt. When you think of running and the kind of people that run, and then ultimately what happened here, when there would be lots and lots and lots of people. Some runners were thrown by the explosion. They were able to peel themselves up and actually walk away. Others, unfortunately, were not as lucky. Others went down and were knocked cold by what happened, and there are lots and lots of families that were at the finish line. And I think that's just the saddest thing of all, as I mentioned before, waiting for your family, waiting for them to wave to you and excited, and then the disbelief and the shock of it all. And if you were somewhere in the course running and you were behind, it would be just as bad, because then you would have to be completely scared to death that your family would have been in the middle of it. The horror of that, the terror of that would be excruciating if you were miles back and you started to get the word of what had happened, which would trickle down to those that were running. So officially 3 dead, all younger kids, and more than 140 injured. It's a terrorist investigation at this point, and it's just a question of looking at all the leads and finding the right person to put the blame on this, the person who did it, or maybe persons, because it might have been more than one. Somebody else might have been involved in helping with the 2 bombs going off at the Boston Marathon. So certainly the nation reacted. If you do any social media, which you can hook up to us through Twitter and Facebook, through AmericaTonight.net, a lot of people were tweeting feelings about the people in Boston or friends that they knew were running and felt connected to, because they would find that they were okay and would breathe a little bit easier. When you're thinking that who knows where they are and what point at the race they're at, It has to be a little, needless to say, I think, unnerving, because there's no way to try to figure that out with the timeline as to whether or not they were running a good pace, had slowed down, what time did they hit the bricks, what time did they start. And it was one of those things where if you've gone through this entire race and you want that finish line, and you're certainly absolutely not thinking that the Boston Marathon is going to be hit by a terrorist attack, but it goes to show you that we have a false sense of security, and we shouldn't live in fear, I believe, but you just have to know that there is no, as I say probably too often, there is just no 100%. There is no 100%, and it's a good idea to, wherever you are, just kind of look around and survey the land in case you have to make some kind of a quick escape. If it is one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened, you have a way to react to it. You have a way to escape. So you go from one of the highest highs, which is that runner's high, to the lowest lows when you realize the horror of what's going on and how to just try to keep calm and handle what's being thrown at you. And I think that's how a lot of the people in Boston felt, certainly during a chunk of that race when they were aware of what was going on and they were crossing the finish line. You know, absolutely, say it again, just a vicious, senseless, sick attack. I mean, just making no sense whatsoever. A quick piece of news. Carnival Cruise Line, remember the millions that they ended up costing all of us, the taxpayers, they're paying that. They've offered and they're paying the amount of cleanup for, cleanup I say, and tugging the boats and everything else. They're offering to pay for that, which I'd like to think there's enough talk show hosts that were probably pounding them. That's it. That's a good thing, because it's like another cruise ship, another problem. And it always seems to be lots of little things, but big ones like the impact of the toilets that don't flush. On April 11th, the cruise line, it's a Carnival cruise, the Crown Princess, was on a 7-day Caribbean cruise when a blockage in the ship's vacuum toilet system actually cut off 410 staterooms that were inoperable from 5 a.m. until 6:30 in the evening. Wow. So what did they do? If you were one of the passengers affected, you were offered $50 in compensation. Hey, the toilets are blocked up. We're going to give you $50. Rather, we're going to give you $50 as compensation for your pain and suffering. Wow. And I think because of the social media aspect of it, they're able to actually tweet people, Facebook them or whatever. So the word gets out that 410 staterooms were slammed, and so we offered $50 in exchange for a really rough day at seas. There's just no way. Every day I come and start to prep and think of the show, and I see stories like this one. I've seen so many cruise stories. I'd have to say I would not choose to go on a cruise. I wouldn't choose. If I were forced into it somehow, maybe a different story, but I don't think that I would take the risk that I'd end up like a floating barge and just be floating endlessly until we were rescued by the Navy or whoever else. And it's never fast enough because you're trying to drag a giant, giant ship in. Because I talk about North Korea a lot, I've gotten a lot of mail on North Korea. And what I think will happen what I think will happen there, and I think it's more than saber rattling, and all the conversations I have suggest that the new leader of North Korea is nobody to really be trifled with, if you know what I mean. Because of North Korea, because of what happened at the Boston Marathon, because of all of that, did that affect our financial markets? I mean, how much is foreign affairs, even albeit big ones, how much does that affect ultimately what is filtered in? And I'd have to say, because of the many, many distractions, might be a little tough. The deadly bombs that ripped apart the marathon, I think, are very heavy on the minds of so many people. Joe, listening to us in Allentown, said, Kate, I feel for the folks who were running the race today, because you have to assume some of them were right in the middle of it and all they were doing was racing in. Yeah, what a scare that would be. You hear the explosion and you're right there, and then you end up, you're okay. You fall down, but you're okay. But to see that flash and hear that smack and that boom and to take it down, to take you down, it would have to be a very strange feeling to watch that unfold and feel incredibly helpless, and seeing people, blood everywhere and chaos and all of that. And you're right there at the Mecca, at the door of the finish line, and now you're really not going to finish because that's it. The race is over. And that's part of the deal of the accountability, the wanting to make it, the logging all your miles and training for such a long period of time. And now you're denied that right. But the bigger thing is fellow runners are injured. Family members of those runners are injured or killed. And it's just a shocking thing that nobody had their eye on. I don't think they were thinking Boston Marathon, we're going to see our next deadly couple of explosions. Stay with us. We're kicking the can to the other side.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition.
munitions can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, to be sure, here on America Tonight, there are other things that happen. We'll mix in a few other conversations as well. If you want to throw in your peace of mind on what happened in Boston, do you think we're any safer than we were if we go back to what happened in New York? And ultimately, is this used as now an event that could be scapegoating for gun rights? Certainly throw in those opinions. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If anything, I think that the whole bombing thing shows you, hey, somebody wants to do something evil and sick, they can do it without taking away or eroding those gun rights that individuals have, where a third of people in the United States are protecting themselves or have guns for other reasons because they're collectors or hunters. I mean, certainly in this nation, there are a lot of people that simply want and enjoy hunting, and that's really the end of the story there, or others that just have a weapon because they want to protect their home and they feel that that's the way to do it, and they're safe, law-abiding citizens who are very good about storing their weapon, knowing their weapon, going in to the gun range and shooting the weapon and very cautious with what they do with the weapon. So there you go. In fact, I know lots of people that have a checklist of what they do from day one when they decided, I'm getting a gun. This makes me feel safe. Here's how I feel about it. I went through the course and so on and so forth. So I think if anything, it shows you if somebody wants to do something to you, it has nothing to do with guns, actually. So the White House is saying, as I've already mentioned, that this is believed to be a terror act. Three people dead, that hasn't changed. 140 plus injured, and boy, those injuries are limbs. Are people who lost limbs, boom, in an instant when within a blink of an eye you had two IEDs basically going off and creating that war zone that so many saw when they were turning the corner and running the Boston Marathon. Here's what that sounded like. And here's the other part of this. There's nobody that's claimed responsibility for the attack, and there was no advance warning of some kind of impending attack in Boston by all intelligence types. And from what I know from the people that I am in touch with at the Pentagon, there was nothing that was on the radar except for what would be considered normal security. Okay, it's a big sporting event. Sure, yes, we're on alert here in Boston, as we are in other events, giant events. Always there's the big threat and worry and concern over the Super Bowl. But, you know, these blasts were the first mass casualty bombings in the United States since September 11th. So the feds, of course, were on the scene at the marathon, combing through the video from multiple cameras and stuff, and the debris from the explosion, looking for any kind of forensic clues, looking at other potential devices that they also found in the area. A lot of people being questioned. There was some scuttlebutt earlier in the day because a foreign national in the country on an expired student visa who wasn't classified as a suspect was questioned. There's nobody, officially nobody, in custody that I know of in checking again and again in Boston. So nobody is there now at that point. But this is a fluid story, and it keeps changing you know, moment by moment as more is starting to be revealed and more sources are starting to come to light and whatnot. Let's go to Dan, who's listening in Massachusetts. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm from that area. I'm actually on vacation in the Dakotas. And because of this, I might not go back. I want to give my two cents. You know, what people fail to be seeing is this was totally avoidable. You know, you obviously don't know anything about Massachusetts, but I can tell you that the governor there is one of the most incompetent politicians. How his head of security failed to remove the trash bins, common sense, and B, failed to detect the explosives is beyond me. I almost think, you know, it was allowed to happen on purpose as justification to curtail more of our liberties. The other thing I want to touch upon is my prediction is it will be revealed to be a Arabic terrorist. And when that happens, I want to know when we're going to start talking about internment camps for Muslims. When the Japanese invaded Hawaii, Roosevelt interned the Japanese. We didn't have another incident during all of World War II. I think it's high time we cut out the PC nonsense and let's get honest here. You know, we are the target of a specific group. It is Muslims. It is time we send them packing. If they're not citizens, they need to go. If they're citizens, they need to go to the camps. I don't care if feelings get hurt, but you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. That's all I care about. You know, if it means, you know, eliminating the rights of a group of people who don't belong here, I'm all for it. It's time we do it.
Dan, are you really serious about not going back to Boston?
Or Massachusetts? Yeah, I'm pissed off that I'm in an area that is well known.
All right. I'll tell you what, a couple of things there. One, we've talked about the trash cans, and I do agree with what he said about the trash cans, that you can't, I can't understand why the trash cans weren't removed either. We've said that. It seems like that would be kind of an obvious thing.
Where are you
going to
put the trash, though, for all the people attending the race?
Well, I've been to races where, honestly, like at the New York City Marathon, they push them back because they're afraid of that. That's one of the things that they're concerned about, that somebody could come along, dump something in the trash can, and you wouldn't see it. So what they could have done was pulled them back, and a lot of times then things go into the side of the street and they sweep it up. I mean, it's something you have to think about, but so you could question that. I think you can question that. But the thing with the camps... You can't.
Well,
I'm sorry. I cannot
get
along with that.
The guy's concerned about his rights being taken away because
of
this act,
but then
he wants to take away rights of other people.
Yeah,
no problem doing that.
Yeah.
You can take away somebody else's rights, but just don't take away his.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry, I can't.
Talking out of both sides of his mouth there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't go along with. I agree with Matt. I can't go along with that. I mean, here's one thing. Are we too PC? It's absolutely. I was in New York when everything happened in New York, and then the trickling effects of that. And this is the thing. This whole idea of not profiling, not doing that, is ridiculous because we profile each other. We profile each other in certain, for example, like the mass shootings that we see that have happened in America. It's the white kid, the white guy, the young guy, 20 to 30, who's disillusioned, antisocial, had no friends in school, blah, blah, blah. How many are tied to certain things and certain behaviors? There is a composite, a profile, and the FBI uses that profile, and often it comes down to that very thing. In some of the stuff that we've seen, anti-American, we'll call it, or things that have happened, yes, there are Saudi nationals, there are people that got into the United States where the visas had expired, and luckily, they were caught, the idiot in Dallas who wanted to blow up a building in Dallas, Faisal Shahzad, the guy who wanted to blow up a piece of Times Square. I mean, we have many, many examples of that, absolutely. But certainly, to take it to the extreme, I bet in some of your neighborhoods, you may have people of Muslim faith who are good people, who are Americans, who are not... the people that we're talking about who have done some or tried to do some unbelievable things in this country. So you don't want to get into that where we start labeling to the extreme, because then we'll find ourselves in that same situation. Trust me. And that's where we do not want to go. As much as I agree on certain things with the whole PC police, and it's ridiculous that we can't have open conversations, that we can't profile. You know, everybody wants to compare what happens in our checkpoints in the United States and some of our big airports, or even our medium-sized airports or small airports. You want to compare it to, well, geez, look what they do in Israel. They flat-out profile. Can I tell you how many times I have been pulled aside and asked lots of questions in other countries? I am profiled. I'm with somebody who has a camera or with some kind of a crew. I've done that a couple of different times. I'm pulled aside, asked extra questions, asked about why here, why this, all kinds of things, from Ecuador to Spain to, you know, even going to Ireland. So that part I agree with, but we don't want to take it to the ridiculous extremes. All right, you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283, although hold that thought, because coming up next, we're going to turn in a different direction. It's Your Business, a shark tank for college students across the nation. Wait till you hear about this. Stay with us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Business, you're going to love this one. Oh, I am such a fan of Shark Tank, and this is really like an incredible Shark Tank involving college students. It's called the Richards Barentine Values and Ventures Business Plan Competition. Now, what does that mean? You're saying, Kate, what are you telling us about? Well, we're talking about teaching college students how to make, guess what? Money. Profit, though, with a purpose, and money with meaning behind it. And we're seeing that the future, I talk about entrepreneurship all the time, and that this is really where it's at for so many, especially of the younger kids that are in school. So TCU is doing a student competition coming up this and tail end of this week, Friday and Saturday. And it is, like I said, like a I mentioned I'm a fan of Shark Tank. It's like a college Shark Tank. And you know what they're calling it? Frog Tank. Do you love that? I like it. So a pal of mine turned me on to this. Lisa Barentine, one of the co-founders, joins us now on America Tonight. Hey, Lisa, thanks for popping on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So come on, tell me what was the impetus behind this idea. I love this idea. What sent you in this direction?
Well, my business partner, Nancy Richards, and I have run a business for almost 25 years, in a real estate business, and had really, as we decided to strategically grow our business, we really decided it had to be more than just about making money, and so made a pact to set aside a certain percentage of our profits for charitable organizations. What we we didn't realize is when we did this is how it would take on a life of its own. And we didn't also expect the impact it would have on our business, which was more people wanted to do business because of our charitable acts as much as the way we did our business. So it really stimulated our business growth beyond what normal marketing would have done. So, from the outgrowth of that, we decided that we should probably help mentor young entrepreneurs so that the philanthropy was taught at a very young age, college age. What you find with this competition is that these students are amazing. They, totally get that in order to be able to build a sustainable business and to be able to support either a societal or environmental need, really gives a lot of purpose to their business.
And we should say, too, as I mentioned, Frog Tank is what you could sort of call it, but there are 30 teams of students, because, of course, America Tonight's all over the country, of students from universities across the country who are coming to TCU for this competition, and you just explained what the catch is, and it's $43,000 in prizes. So how do you narrow down who gets to compete in this?
Well, they have to submit their business plans to TCU, and they're invited, and there's a group that has that they select from, that they are invited from, but there's also others that have asked to be considered. So they do a little bit of vetting of the idea, but we have 30 teams going to participate from 30 universities. 5 of them are from international universities. So they submit their plan, and then they have to do, when they get here, a presentation, their plan is evaluated, their financials are evaluated, and then their presentation skills are evaluated. So it's a combination of all of those things. But we have been very fortunate to see this grow over the last 3 years. Our initial year was 6 teams. We're up to 30, and really seeing lots of interest. The other thing that's unique about this competition is that it's for undergraduates, not an MBA competition. That really stemmed from our interest in that most true entrepreneurs, in a lot of cases, are so ready to get out of college and get going with their business that we thought it would be unique to really focus on an undergraduate competition.
Yeah, unique and very rare. And what's cool is, and you know these stories too, and this is what really piqued my interest in talking to you, looking at what the students had done in the past. Like in 2011, the first place winners had a business idea called Mattress Works, and then the company employs formerly homeless or even people who have been to jail and have gotten out, and what they do is they deconstruct and recycle mattress parts so they get a chance for sustainable employment and small business training, which is terrific. And they've recycled, and this was the great part, over 15,000 mattresses. Boy, that has to make you feel very proud about what you've done here.
It does make me very proud. That whole presentation just blew us away. It was beyond even, I think, what our expectations were, which is what I like about the competition, is that you see young college students that are going to be creating jobs in the next 20, 25 years, and with great ideas, but also great purpose. And it just really inspires all entrepreneurs when you listen to them about what the future holds.
Yep, exactly. Anything's possible. I truly believe it. And it's profit with a purpose and making money with meaning, I think, is so huge, combining the two things. Good luck to all the people that participate. And this is, if you're listening to this across America, remember this for next year. If it's too late this time for you, it might work next time around, all of you students listening to the show. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Lisa, and good luck with this year.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, a little bit of break from the conversation of what's happened in Boston. It's good to know that other things are certainly going on, where many college kids actually compete at the Boston Marathon. They take teams, there's running clubs and all that kind of stuff. So ultimately, what's the impact here? Well, there's mounting concern, there's fears, there's all kinds of things now that fall into the, we're going to wait and see what's happened. No terrorist organization has claimed, domestic or foreign, has claimed that this is what they did with the multiple explosive devices that went up, that went off, rather, at the marathon. So there's some, you know, there's some possible wait time, even in going through the video and seeing that someone had looked like backpacks were dropped into the trash cans, and we've talked about that, and they're combing through all the images and whatnot. And certainly our agencies had no indication that any foreign group was planning an attack. At least that's what's being said. There were no warnings or any kind of material given that it was Patriots Day in Massachusetts. It's tax day because, oh, yeah, that's the other thing. In the middle of all this, some people were frantically trying to get their taxes done as a nation of procrastinators and and also the fury of some of the things you get taxed for. People wait to feel, wait to feel that pressure of the last day. So all of that was happening, too, at the same time. Even certainly people in Boston were trying to get those done as well. And then mayhem ensues, and, you know, now the rest is history. It's a matter of tracking down the person responsible for this, because I want to know certainly the rest of the story, and let's hope that part happens soon, now, as fast as possible, so we can find out what it is that, you know, or who this is trying to take some kind of responsibility. I already mentioned the fact that you had, you know, Faisal Shahzad, who was sentenced to life in prison. He drove a car that had explosives into New York Times Square, and ultimately there was another guy who pled guilty to supporting a plot to attack subways in New York. So we certainly have seen that, and a lot of times that's traced to people whose their student visas expired and they were waiting for the right opportunity to ultimately decide that they were going to strike and they were going to do something. Could this be the case of what we're looking at here? You know, you've got a race with 25,000 runners and 500,000 spectators, maybe even more than that. But this, again, is the first successful bombing attack since the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. And, boy, our hearts go out to the people in Boston.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.